Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Welcome to episode numero tres of the Naked Wine Pod. Today, we will be talking about wine shops on the west side of Los Angeles.
West side, best side.
West side, best side.
Yeah, so what is Naked Wine Podcast all about? If this is your first time listening, basically,
we
love to drink wine that is completely stripped down. So no additives, no mumbo jumbo, no enhancements. We just want to taste the expressions from the wine made with minimal intervention, both in the vineyard and the cellar. Basically, fermented grape juice.
At its core.
Yeah, no need to
dress
it up.
Fermented grape juice. In our last pod, Kendra referred to it as Jesus juice.
Jesus juice.
We just want wine from Jesus' time, Basically.
I mean, I don't think that's too much to ask.
No. It's good enough for Jesus, good enough for us.
So, this is,
religion aside.
What are we talking about today, Remington? This is Remington. I'm Kendra.
And
hi, YouTube. Hi, listeners.
Hi, listeners. We are very experienced
mm-hmm.
in drinking wine. Cheers.
We drink
wine all the time.
All the wine.
Between us, we have been drinking wine for over 20 years. I mean, started at a very young age, shortly after communion,
mm-hmm.
When, you know, I was confirmed to drink wine in the church. And then college, and then it was all downhill or uphill from there. Depends how you want to spin it.
And Remington and I are besties. We've been besties for a while now. And
started on a fun trip.
In Spain.
In Granada.
Mm-hmm, where we were studying lots of wine.
Studying. maybe an episode on that Granada trip one of these days.
Totally.
But
what are we drinking today?
Yeah, let's talk about that. So, red wine. It's a red.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the bottle. Let me show y'all up here. Domaine Moss. It's French. So
maybe Mosse?
Mosse.
Moss. We're not sure.
Domaine Moss.
It's called Bissou?
It's called Bissou. Bissou.
Mm-hmm.
It is a 2019. It is 12% in alcohol from the Loire Valley. I think we did a Loire Valley grape episode one.
Mm-hmm.
The Loire is kind of a great little region for
Vin de France,
which is a crazy rabbit hole term that we can get in as well. A lot of times French winemakers will put Vin de France on it when they don't want to specify the appellation. It's kind of the natural wine rebel way of saying wine of France instead of Bordeaux or Burgundy.
Interesting.
It's actually quite it's quite interesting. If you see Vin de France on the label, it's probably a natural wine.
I love that.
Pro tip. This is a blend, a big blend.
So what grapes are we talking?
A lot of different grapes. So let's see here. We have Gruyère Noir, Pinot de Anis, Cot, which is the French word for Malbec, Gamay, one of my faves.
Me too.
Gamay all day. Gruyot Gris, and Cab Franc.
Wow, that's
a lot of grapes. A lot of different flavors. But what makes this one unique is it's carbonically macerated.
And what does that mean?
Carbonic maceration. Well, the quick lowdown is wines made in the carbonic maceration style are super chuggable. Easy drinking.
Not a lot of tannins.
Like zero. Like no grip on your tongue. I mean, you were describing this as a...
It's super fruity.
Fruit bomb.
Yeah, like Kool-Aid kind of vibe.
Raspberry coolest.
Like a razzle-dazzle candy.
That's what you said.
Razzle-dazzle.
It's like electric razzle-dazzle.
Because it does have a little bit of... It's a little effervescent. So it kind, you know, it's obviously not a sparkling, but it just it's so lively that it kind of feels like it's a little tingly, right?
Totally. Little effervescence in reds, which in conventionally made wines is kind of rare because they generally knock out the yeast. But with this, whenever you have like native yeast involved, you can get a little effervescence on your red wines, a little leftover yeast without the the stabilizers of like extra sulfites and preservatives in it, the wine will sometimes continue to ferment and you'll get a titch of effervescent in your red wines. But we said some key buzzwords, which are my favorite. Like when somebody says, what's a natural wine? Electric and lively. Like it tastes alive.
It does.
It's the difference
and
between
like fresh.
Like
very poppy.
Fresh, poppy, lively, electric. It's the difference between drinking a juice box like a Capri Sun versus your favorite cold pressed juice.
Totally. Yeah.
It's, I mean, at its core, like natural wine is like a cold pressed juice. It's grape juice in its simplest form. And at the end of the day, a Capri Sun maybe.
This is not your aged Bordeaux. You know? Although, I mean, I love my aged Bordeaux.
They're quite nice. They have its time and place.
But this is very different. This wine we're drinking right now is super poppy.
Super poppy. And, you know, a juice box may say
it's
contain
like seeing,
juice.
It's like seeing Katy Perry to me right now.
Firework?
No.
Inauguration.
I'll let you put your hands on me in my skin tight jeans.
Oh, yeah. Be my carbonic macerated one tonight. Okay, that didn't fit. But, yes.
You're hired.
Okay, I'm hired. Anyway, no Capri Suns here. Cold pressed juices only. So, yeah. I mean, I like it. I know this isn't quite up your... You like just a little more body or a pitch
more
structure.
I do. I do love the structure. I love my tannins, as you know. Doesn't mean I don't thoroughly appreciate and enjoy this wine. This, for me, like, would be a little bit, like, the perfect thing for me, kind of, you know, at sunset or, like, during the day even.
Boating.
Yeah. And
daytime,
it's slightly chilled.
Super chilled.
Which we did, which is really nice.
It's almost a dark, dark rosé because you can literally, if we held this up to the light, you can see all the way through it. Unlike most reds,
and
you can see all the way through the glass.
I love that it's a little cloudy. Let's talk about that.
Probably not fine.
Yeah.
So as we talked about in episode one, they're not using any, you know, mumbo jumbo animal products and fining agents. They're just keeping it, you know, keeping it real. Remington real.
Remington's last name is Real, which he loves to pun around everywhere. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be a dentist at one point. I was going to call it Real Smiles for real people. Yes. I come from a family of dentists. My teeth aren't perfect, by the way,
but they're
okay. But, you know, let me know in the comments if you would go to Real Smiles for real people, and maybe I'll go to dental school if we get enough likes.
We're clearly just grasping at careers here. Okay,
let's get into
our topic, which is
wine shops
on
the
West
LA. Side. So we're in Hermosa Beach. We both used to live in Venice. I currently live in Venice, California, right near the beach on the west side of LA, and that's kind of where some of our natural wine journeys began.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And, you know, we've, maybe in a later pod, we'll get into, you know, natural wine shops on the east side of LA or central or downtown.
Because there are some awesome ones.
Awesome. And some of, like, the OG, the first, like, the OG natural wine shops are kind
on
of
the east side.
Kind of on the east side.
Yeah. But we live on the west side. And we're going to focus on that a little bit.
And if you know anything about LA, like, driving from Venice Beach to Silver
it's like
Lake.
A different country.
Pre-pandemic. Like, forget about dating anybody. You might as well
fly to the East Coast.
You might as well
and
fly.
The amount of time it's going to take you to drive.
Mm-hmm.
So not so much anymore.
We love you, East Side Shops, but we just don't get to visit you as frequently.
Yes.
So.
Well, I feel like we should first dive in to the first local wine shop in Venice, which was like right near both of our spots, where we kind of first discovered natural wine. I would say.
Yeah.
Which is Lincoln Fine Wines. We love them.
We love Lincoln. So Lincoln Fine Wines, right on Lincoln Boulevard in Venice, started out as like a fully conventional wine shop. Just, you know, like normal and average isn't the right word. Just your typical wine shop.
Yeah.
And then slowly by slowly, there's this awesome employee. Her name is Veronica.
Shout out to V. Hopefully she will be on one of
a future
our,
pod.
A future podcast.
Yeah. I think so. She slowly started getting the owners to stock some more natural wine.
Mm-hmm.
And it started from like one shelf, and now they have a whole wall or maybe even two walls now. I haven't been in there because
the pandemic
ordering, but we've ordered online like crazy. And now it's one of their highest grossing sections, which is amazing. It has like an amazing source. So that's like fully just a wine shop that is kind of like half, you know, like three quarters conventional wine and a quarter natural wine. But it's probably the most affordable.
I think so, because I will say they have, well, it's, well, first of all, it's been so cool to watch it evolve. Like when Remington and I first started getting into natural wine, it really was just like one little tiny shelf in the corner of this really big wine store. But we would just tell all of our friends, okay, you walk in the door, you take the left, and, right, and like we had like directions on where this tiny little shelf was. And now, I mean, like he said,
it's like it's a called quarter, like Natty Corner. Or
yeah,
something like
it's
that.
Like a whole corner of the store, and they and it is very affordable because I think they have a really good selection. So it really ranges in prices. Like you can get, you know, a super affordable bottle of delicious natural wine there for like, they have like some $16 bottles, all the way up to,
yeah,
to
like
more higher end.
Super affordable. So that's one of our go-tos. It's not purely just a natural wine shop. So keep that in mind when you go there. But we love it. And they generally have weekly Wednesday tastings. They have a wine club. It is not, it's the first, well, not the first wine club, but I am a member of the wine club now. It's not an all natural wine club, but a lot of the wines they give you are natural. So just keep that in mind as well. So you may get some just normal conventional wines, but it's all right. Let's do a quick high level of all the wine shops.
Yeah.
This isn't the entire list.
No, definitely.
We may
not
publish, you know, like a list later on. But if you're on the West Side, keep these places in mind. Lincoln Fine Wines in Venice. Your place.
Simon's Provision. Simon's. It's also on
in
Lincoln.
Venice.
On Venice.
Pretty
awesome
close
place
to Lincoln Fine Wines.
They have a massive shelf of natural wines. And they label it. And you can still go in and pick your own wine there if you have a mask on. And so they have them labeled that color coordinated there. So you can see which ones are the naturals, which is really fun. So if you kind of like picking out your own, you can walk in and do that.
Yeah. And we have Vin on Rose in Venice, which is right on Rose Avenue, halfway between like the ocean and Lincoln Boulevard. There's this guy named Josh there, who I think pioneered their natural wine program. It's kind of half provisions, like cheese, charcuterie stuff, chips, all that jazz, and wine. The guy is so nice. Have you ever met him before?
Oh yeah, he's awesome.
He's super nice. He
you just tell him what you want. He's gonna take care of you.
He let me borrow a book one time. I told him I was into natural wines. He went up somewhere up the stairs, came down with a book, and said, "Here you go."
I love that.
It was Alice Firings. Sorry if I mispronounced your name. Is Alice? book. It was called, what's the book name again? Yes. Natural Wine for the People. It's a great book. And she is huge in the natural wine community. She's like a big proponent of low sulfite wines. Don't quote me, but I think she's the founder of Raw Wine Festival.
Is she?
I think she is.
It wouldn't surprise me.
And I think she helped formulate some of France's new, France is coming out with a new natural wine label designation.
Ooh, I love that.
And I think she helped formulate the jurisdictions and the rules and regulations on that.
Go Alice.
And if it's not Alice, somebody tell us the name so we can correct that.
Slide into our DMs.
But Alice is pretty great. She's OG. She has something, she has a newsletter called the Faring Line. So check that out. Let's get into one of our next favorite shops.
Bar and Garden in Culver City. I know
Bar and Garden.
You discovered this one.
I did. And okay, so for true LA people, West Side generally means west of the 405. All these jokes, if you watch SNL, not talking about, you know, going up and down the 405, but it's true. West of the 405, if you live west of the 405, like in Venice, you cross it once a month.
I mean, it's literally an adventure. It's like, guys, we gotta cross the 405.
It's a goal. If you haven't done it during the month, you almost just have to go. Otherwise, you feel ridiculous. But Culver City, it's a funny little place. Half of it's left west of the 405 and half of it's east. So a couple of these places that we're gonna talk about next are a little bit east of the 405, but we grouped them into the West Side LA wine shops anyway. Bar and Garden's one of them. So they were the first all natural wine shop that I've ever been to. And I was blown away. It's beautiful inside.
It really is. The atmosphere is so nice, especially when they were doing their tastings.
A great atmosphere. And they had like two or three tastings a week pre-pandemic. The guys, I know that, you know, they might have some more employees now, but Ryan and Oliver are two employees that come to mind. So helpful, so friendly. They remember my name after like a couple visits, which was
probably
nuts.
Because you bought like all of their wine.
Yeah.
The whole entire store.
Yeah. I was never going for top shelf, but I was like, let's get a case.
Anytime,
you know, find me something affordable.
Anytime we would go, we would just leave with like boxes
a case.
Of wine.
And, you know, maybe that's why they were so friendly. But yeah. No, I think they were genuinely amazing people.
Awesome.
And very nice. And their tastings were great. The atmosphere, like if you talk about like, It we're not talking fluorescent lighting and just white walls. Like it's beautiful in there.
It is.
They have a
tasteful.
Great selection, super helpful, super friendly. It's the first wine club I've ever been a part of.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun. I was getting two wines a month, and it was my introduction into natural wine. I dove headfirst into
the naked barrel of wine.
Yes. Stripped down of all
you
of its mumbo
jam. Into out. The barrel of wine.
In a future pod.
We might do that.
Yes. There's another one in Culver City, Stanley's Wet Goods. I've personally never been. Have you been?
I have not been, but I hear great
things. Friend Nate.
Yes, he loves it there.
Nate loves it. It's close to him in Culver City.
And we
City.
Love Nate, therefore we love this one.
Therefore, we automatically like Stanley's Wet Goods. But that's another one in Culver City that is primarily a wine shop. It's all natural. I think they might have some provisional stuff. Stanley's Wet Goods in Culver is another one that you can count on. There's, now that we're talking about Culver City, let's talk about this one.
Yeah.
There's another one called High Low Market. I've been there. Have you ever been to High Low?
I have not been there.
It's really close to Bar and Garden off of Washington. Boulevard, I believe. Boulevard or Place. I can't remember. They merge and become a little bit funny. But High Low Market is more of a provisional kind of place. Half wine,
like charcuterie.
Half charcuterie
okay.
stuff.
Cool.
And, you know, cool kind of hipster shit.
I love that.
So if you want the full natural wine experience, go to Barn Garden. If you're feeling like you need some extra picnic supplies, you know, maybe High Low. Decent place to check out. And Helen's.
Have to talk about Helen's.
We have to talk about Helen's. So have you ever been to Helen's?
Yeah.
Or John and Vinny's?
Yeah. But a long time ago.
Okay.
Like, I mean, definitely not since the pandemic.
So John and Vinny's is pretty famous. They also had a place called Animal. And I think that's where Helen got her start. Helen also has a podcast called Wine Face.
It's awesome.
Wine Face is pretty great. She does a fantastic job. All these little kind of LA centered, the big people in the natural wine scene are like my heroes. Like, we live in LA, like screw Brad Pitt and the Hemsworth brothers, like walking down the street, I will not run up to you.
Give us Helen,
Marissa Ross.
We fangirled hard over her at Raw Wine Fest. Was that last year or the year before?
Maybe 2019.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Time flies. That was
Love
crazy.
Her. Yeah.
She has a wine podcast as well.
Natural Disasters. It's so entertaining.
So give both of those a listen because we love those people.
Yeah.
But Helen's, they have two restaurants, John and Vinny's in Brentwood and John and Vinny's in Fairfax. So since we're talking about West LA, there's a John and Vinny's in Brentwood and she has what she describes as a gem box little wine shop called Helen's Wine Shop inside of John and Vinny's restaurant.
It's very cute.
Super cute. Like, if I have a restaurant one day, this is totally what I want to do. Well, you are waiting because you always wait when you go to John and Vinny's because it's packed. It's slamming. It's a hit.
Yeah.
You can wait inside of the wine shop, which is inside of the restaurant, which is totally glassed off, and you get transported to this little wine world where they generally have Helen or another worker there, and you pop a bottle and you start drinking it while you're waiting to be seated at your table.
I mean, that's like the perfect night in my
super
mind.
Natural. I mean, super, it's all
super natural.
Super natural. Just a great vibe.
Supernatural and pink. Super fun.
She has a pod. She has a wine subscription. You can buy her stuff online. But totally. She is a huge kind of a person in the LA wine scene. So
super important.
Helen's. And another one on the west side that we wanted to highlight is Esther's. Esther's Wine Shop in Santa Monica. So we're Venice peeps at heart. We like it a little grungy. And you know, that's okay. So we don't venture into Santa Monica that often.
I mean,
it's put together. You know, we like our homeless and grunge and
We love Santa Monica.
Our non-Cheney stores.
But Venice is Venice is home. Well, now Hermosa Beach is home for me, but I still.
But you're Venice girl at heart.
I'm there all the time, and I'm totally a Venice girl at heart.
Yeah, but Esther's Wine Shop, beautiful place in Santa Monica.
Yeah,
all natural. You know, some people that founded it with some amazing credentials, and definitely a place worth checking out.
I think another important thing to talk about is like. Well, it's a little tricky now with what's going on with the world with a pandemic.
But totally.
It won't always be this way. It goes in and out, right? With like if we can, you know, dine outside. And I love seeing how the restaurants that we love on the west side have like just rolled with the punches through all this and adapted. And especially like I got to shout out Justa. Outdoor space that they created since the pandemic is phenomenal.
Really nice.
It's such a pleasant experience when it opens back up again. For like, you know, to actually sit there and dine and have a waiter. It's amazing. I mean, of course, the food there is amazing, but also they serve natural wine. So I think it's cool if we highlight some of our like go-to spots on the
favorite
west side
restaurants
that serve natural wine.
I would love to interview some of these restaurateurs, the people that like built up some nice natural wine programs at their restaurants. I think that's kind of what we want to focus on is the LA wine scene.
Yep,
that means wine shops. Specifically the natural wine scene. Conventional wine has its place, but you know, not on our table.
Nope. No room here.
That's all right though.
No room in the inn.
Wow, a lot of Jesus references.
How many biblical references?
Let's keep going.
So Justa, Jelena Group, they're very into their natural wine. Mm-hmm. They always have them.
Mountain. Or no, Valle. It's called Valle.
Night Market. So I'm obsessed with Thai food. Travel.
It's a little bit of a chain.
There.
Fact that they have a few locations.
They have a few in LA. I definitely have some on the side. Market
is phenomenal Thai food.
It's so good. It's so good. You just
it was the most. It's the most interesting Thai you'll ever eat, and it's also one of the most funly decorated.
Yeah,
like you're talking.
Talk about a pink explosion.
What are those like
Mardi Gras beads
from the 90s? And like it was such a trend in the 90s or 2000 early 2000s when you would like your sister's room had those hanging beads on her doorway that you walk through.
And like Britney Spears' cover of one of her albums. It's like
totally. The place is like bright pink or bright purple.
So Night Market is awesome, and they are very passionate about natural wine. And we talked about this a little bit in our last episode where we talked all about pet gnats, in that they do such a good job of pairing wine with spicy as shit Thai food. And they do such a good job of finding these really interesting natural wines that like pair so perfectly with the Thai food.
And papaya salad.
Oh, so good. So
like
spicy.
Light your... You know what? On fire, kind of spicy, but we love it.
We love it. Okay, the Rose in Venice.
The Rose Venice.
Cafe, they are passionate about natural
wine. It's
huge. As well.
Like it's this giant complex of a place right on Rose, and I think it's Maine.
So it's like in between Venice and Santa Monica, like right on the line.
Right on the borderline. Yeah. But they have naturals. I can't remember if it's all natural, but they definitely have a bunch of natural wines. Love that place. Pretty affordable and like a big list as well.
Venice Beach Wines is also on Rose.
You love that spot.
I love
Super cute spot. Pretty close to Vine on Rose too, the wine shop.
The wine shop. I just feel transported back to like Europe when I go there. Mm. It just feels like a little bodega.
Good atmosphere.
It's so cute.
Charcuterie.
Food.
Happy hour.
They have happy hour. Lots of natural wine there. Double Zero, if you're looking for something
a newish
casual,
spot, all vegan,
vegan pizza, but delicious vegan pizza.
It's give it a try. It's honestly really good, and an all natural wine program, and that's right on Lincoln Boulevard. in Venice.
Yep. What else? South End, also in Venice. Such a cute little unassuming hole in the wall pizza spot, but it's amazing. And they have some natural wines. I know we have to kind of speed through these because we want to get through our game here.
Oh, yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
But
of course.
Great White.
I live pretty close to Great White,
like,
in Venice.
The
it's kind of a newish spot, a couple years old, but like, they just pioneered beer and wine and stuff like that in their place. Not pioneered, that's the wrong term, but they just launched having beer and wine, and they have an all natural wine program. I saw currently right now they have like two pizzas and a bottle of natural for $50. So for those of you in the middle of the country that are like,
you can't beat that.
Expensive, in LA you can't beat it.
You can't
so
beat it.
So check them out. There are a ton more, but these are kind of like some of our Venice local spots. And
we'll keep shouting out places.
We're Venice peeps. So,
I just moved to Hermosa. So Hermosa, I'm excited to discover.
And also if you know
here too. And let me know.
And if you know of any Hermosa spots or any Venice spots that we miss, hit us up.
Okay.
We can add those.
We are going to wrap up with a quick game. Do we have time for our game?
Of course we have time for the game.
We have exactly 6 minutes.
Okay. Easy peasy.
No.
Lemon squeezy.
4 minutes.
Okay.
Here we go.
Let's talk about...
So, two truths and a lie. Remington and I are each going to tell each other. We don't know the answers. Two truths and a lie pertaining to wine, and we have to guess what the lie is.
I'll start.
So, you go first.
All right. And this is serious.
It's very serious.
Quick sip.
Remington, we're down to like 3 minutes.
All right. I have, in college, slapped the bag and then puked shortly afterwards.
Okay.
By slapping the bag, that, you know, that means Franzia.
B.
And slapping
What's
that.
B?
I have snuck wine onto an airplane.
Okay.
And drank the entire bottle. I maybe shared with somebody on my way to Vegas.
Okay, and C?
I have shipped natural wine to a resort in Mexico because I was so insistent on drinking natural during my vacation. What is the lie?
All right, I think we're just going to do you tonight because we're running out of time. But I just need a second here. I feel like I know what it is. All right, I definitely know you've shipped something to Mexico.
Okay.
I definitely, that's so you. You would so do that.
So you think?
I'm going to say also truth is you snuck a full bottle of wine onto an airplane. I'm going with slapped a bag in college and puked as the lie.
You are right.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. So I haven't slapped the bag. I've never done that.
Yes, you have.
I haven't. I honestly haven't.
I mean, okay, if you had put that, I wouldn't have.
Okay, the puked part tipped you off.
Yeah.
So I'm not a puker.
That's not your style. I know that by.
That's a little insider
tip. We have that in common.
Yeah. We drink,
but we keep it down.
All right, let's go over yours.
No, we have 2 minutes. We want to give a nice sign off.
All right.
We'll do mine next time.
We'll do Kendra's
next time. Super exciting.
Kendra's two truths and a lie.
Yeah.
So,
well, we love you guys. Thanks for listening. Again, we're the Naked Wine Podcast. I'm Kendra.
I am Remington. And, you know, thanks for listening.
Yeah, drink up.
Drink up. Make sure it's natural.
Drink natural.
You'll feel better. You can drink more. It's trendy. We're into it. Thanks for listening.
Love you guys.
Cheers.